One of the central teachings of the Second Vatican Council documents is something called the Universal Call to Holiness. And what is that? It basically means that we can all be a great saint if we want to be. We can all become holy. We can all grow in deep union with Jesus. Now, what's the problem with this? Well, the problem is it looks good in theory. It looks good in the Second Vatican Council documents. It looks good in the Catechism of the Catholic Church. It looks good in Scripture. But when it comes to our lived experience, it just seems so far from our reality. We compare our lives to the saints' lives and we think, I could never be like one of them. We place them up on pedestals and we think, well, because they are on pedestals sometimes, those statues. And we think, I could never live my life like them. I mean, how? Me, holy? It seems impossible. So how do we deal with that tension? Well, one of the things that we can do is we can look at the lives of the saints, study their lives, and then ask ourselves the question, what worked for them? What are the decisions that they made in their life that caused them to grow in deep union with Jesus? And then can we apply those same decisions to our own life? Now, everything that worked, for example, for Saint Thérèse of Lisieux might not work for you. For example, she was a cloistered Carmelite nun. Translation, she didn't get out much. So everything that cloister thing that worked for her isn't necessarily going to work for you because you're not cloistered unless you're a nun sitting in a convent looking at your iPhone. I'm guessing you're not. So that part of her spiritual life isn't going to work for you. But what will work for you? Well, you see, that's a great question because holiness leaves clues. So we study the lives of the saints and we think, what are the clues that they have left us that led them to heaven, that led them to great union with Jesus? So here's a huge clue. If you study the lives of the saints over 2,000 years, you're never going to find a saint that said, you don't really have to pray every day. Those saints do not exist. So often we treat our prayer time as something that we do when we're in crisis mode. But the saints didn't do that. They prayed daily. And that's a huge clue. St. John Chrysostom said, it is simply impossible to lead without the aid of prayer a virtuous life. So we need virtue. We have to acquire it in our life to become holy. So then we must ask ourselves the question, are we praying daily? You know, oftentimes we pray in crisis mode, but the saints didn't do that. They didn't pray just in the valley. They also prayed on the mountaintop and everywhere in between. Do we? Because all the saints are in agreement with this. Prayer was an absolute priority in their life. And if that worked for them, it's going to work for us in terms of growing in great union with Jesus. So what's another big clue out there? Well, if you look at the lives of the saints over 2,000 years, you're never going to find a saint that says, you know what, going to Mass on Sunday is a nice option, but not necessary. You're never going to find a saint who said that. Saint Faustina said, all that is good in me is due to Holy Communion. I owe everything to it. I feel this holy fire has transformed me completely. So, question, my friends, are you going to Mass on Sunday? And are you going outside of that, perhaps daily? I mean, this is also a very common practice of the saints. And again, if it worked for them, it's going to work for us. Another huge clue that the saints have left us is that you're never going to find a saint in 2,000 years who discouraged reading Scripture. In fact, St. Jerome said, ignorance of Scripture is ignorance of Christ. So again, a question for you. If you want to grow in holiness, you want to become a saint, you want to grow in deep union with Jesus, are you reading Scripture? Are you reading the Word of God? Because God's Word can transform our life. Another huge clue that the saints have left us is this. You're never going to find a saint who said in 2,000 years, reject the teaching authority of the church. Pick and choose the teachings of the church that maybe might fit your preference and your lifestyle. You're never going to find a saint who said that. And that is a huge clue. So my friends, do you struggle with certain teachings of the church? The tendency is to pick them up and to throw them away when we struggle. The saints didn't do that. What the saints did is they studied, they prayed, they tried to find out the why behind the what. So if you're struggling with a certain teaching of the church and you're kind of doubting it, my encouragement to you is do what the saints did. Pray, seek God, study, ask, and look for answers. St. Augustine said, "He who does not have the church as his mother does not have God as his father." You're never going to find a saint who became holy by rejecting the teaching authority of the church. When we look to the lives of the saints, they prayed. They had a regular sacramental life. They read scripture. They submitted to the teaching authority of the church. When it comes to working out our own salvation and trying to grow in great holiness with Jesus, it seems foolish to travel down a road that is unproven, to fix our soul upon things that have not been revealed to be true. You see, it just seems to make eternal common sense to follow the example of holy men and women who we know got the ST dot at the beginning of their name. You see, my friends, holiness leaves clues.